With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. Tensions still continue in the Middle East, where the Biden administration now offering its latest proposal to end the Israel-Hamas war.
President Joe Biden's vocal support for the latest ceasefire proposal offered a rare glimmer of hope for many of the thousands of displaced Palestinian families living in tents in war-ravaged Gaza. Imad Hassona, originally from Gaza City, but now living in a small tent with his family, says any proposal that leads to our return to our homes and the reconstruction of our houses and the release of our detained brothers, we're with it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Biden administration, meanwhile, has gone to lengths to avoid any suggestion that Israeli forces have crossed a red line set by President Biden. That includes administration officials calling the Israeli military operations around Rafah a, quote, uptick. The administration says Israel's changed its approach, going for select limited strikes that reduce civilian deaths. Also at SRNnews.com, Boeing's first astronaut flight was scrubbed Saturday at the last minute.
Two NASA astronauts were strapped for launch in the company's Starliner capsule, awaiting liftoff when the countdown was automatically aborted by computers. The cause not immediately clear. Launch controllers are checking things out, hoping to reset a countdown within the next 24 hours. It was Boeing's second launch attempt in a month since May 6th. NASA wants to back up the SpaceX, which has been flying astronauts since 2020. George Williams reporting.
China's defense ministers acknowledged the importance of newly renewed military-to-military communications with the U.S. as tensions escalate in the Asia-Pacific, while at the same time accusing Washington of causing the friction with its support for Taiwan and the Philippines. This is SRN News. Turkey's condemned by Christian clergy.
The Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Union accused Turkish President Recep Erdogan of trying to erase Christianity's historic presence in his country. Erdogan is on a campaign to elevate Islam in Turkey and has been converting churches into mosques. Christians came to the country in the first century, and such biblical figures as Paul and Timothy were born in what is modern-day Turkey. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite intense criticism in the mainstream media, Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker says he's no regrets about expressing his beliefs in a recent commencement speech where he condemned abortion and the LGBT lifestyle. Butker, a Catholic, spoke at Catholic Benedictine College to predominantly a Catholic audience. The NFL star says as the days went on, even those who disagreed with his viewpoint shared their support for his freedom of speech and freedom of religion. SRN News. Honoring the Greatest Generation.
More than 60 veterans have been flown from Dallas to France to take part in ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The group includes 6 Medal of Honor recipients and 2 Rosie the Riveters, women who worked in factories and shipyards. They'll attend ceremonies and visit Omaha and Utah beaches, 2 of the spots in Normandy where the Allies stormed ashore June 6, 1944. The veterans range from 96 to 107 years of age. Jason Walker reporting.
June 1, 1813, the mortally wounded commander of the USS Chesapeake, Captain James Lawrence, gave the order, quote, "Don't give up the ship," during a losing battle with the British frigate HMS Shannon, during the War of 1812. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.